time to meet the men from the ministry. We present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government service. Men who are rather like braces. You don't often see them in action, but you know they're holding things up. Over now, as usual, to the General Assistance Department, where that eager young executive, Richard Lamb, is talking to his secretary. They're discussing something close to his heart.
Isn't Cynthia beautiful? One of the loveliest creatures I've ever seen. Don't you agree, Mildred?
Yes, she's gorgeous. Have you given any thought to her future?
Yes, I have, Mildred. I'm taking Cynthia home tonight and she'll curl up all snug and cozy in my bed.
What about your landlady, Mrs. Bratby?
Well, she sleeps in her own bed. Anyway, she won't object. I'll make sure Cynthia keeps her fish heads in the garden.
Well, she is a lucky pussy. Yeah. Come here, Cynthia. Come to Auntie Mildred.
Not so loud, Cynthia. The permanent undersecretary might hear. He doesn't like pets in offices.
Yes, Sir Gregory hates all animals, doesn't he?
I think Cynthia's still hungry. I'll give her some more smoked salmon.
Oh, she's got it all over her. What a greasy mess.
She'd better have a bath.
Oh, no. Cats hate water.
This one doesn't, Mildred.
Oh, well, I'll take her down the washroom and wipe her face and paws.
All right. I want to polish up my poem for the staff magazine.
Do you get paid for it?
No, it's what's called free verse.
Oh, yeah. Well, come on, Cynthia. Auntie Mildred make you a nice, clean pussy.
Yes, sir. Now then, the poem. I have a little kitten. She's clever, but she's nervous. A most unusual state of mind within the civil service. That's much better.
Morning, Joe.
Morning, man.
Now, what about some 11s before I start work?
11s?
Oh, well, a 11:45 is. Where's Mildred?
She's down in the washroom.
Typical. Never here when she's wanted. Did she have to go just at my tea break?
Yes, well, she had some cleaning up to do.
Cleaning up, Mildred?
Yes, that poor little creature's rather a messy feeder. She was eating some fish, you see.
Eating fish? What, at this time of the day?
Yes, she got it all over her. I wanted to give her a bath.
A bath? You wanted to give her a bath? Good grief, too. I'm not narrow-minded, but I think you're going too far.
I don't see why.
You've been corrupted, too. I told you not to look at those corset adverts on the underground.
What's all the fuss about? You can't send a kitten to be dry cleaned.
Kitten dry cleaned? Oh, glory, let's start again, shall we? Where is Mildred?
Washing the fish in the cat room. Fishing the cat in the... It's my cat, Cynthia, you see.
Oh, that's that wretched stray muggy of yours, isn't it? Yes.
Yes,
well, I told you you should get rid of her.
Oh.
Sir Gregory wouldn't like it, you know.
We'll make sure he doesn't see her.
Yes, I've been meaning to warn you two. Sir Gregory is in a very ugly mood at the moment.
We were saying that earlier. What's it all about?
Well, it's tension, you know. He's hoping for promotion. Ever since we lost the assistant cabinet secretary, old Plumtree.
You mean he died?
No. It was one of those Downing Street dinners. After his fourth brandy, Plumtree slipped under the table. Hasn't been seen since.
And Sir Gregory wants the job.
Wants it? You must be joking. He's desperate for it. That's why he's on edge. And why he's terrorizing the staff. He wants his department to look extra efficient.
Really?
A super 20th century powerhouse. That's what he wants, he said.
Ah, I'd better get these fish crumbs off my desk.
Yes, and I'll move those prunes off the safe. Oh, blessed nuisance. I've dropped one down behind.
Oh, one. It's Sir Gregory.
Sir Gregory? Well, I didn't hear the phone. What's the old goat want now?
Boy, there's the ashtrays, Lennox Brown, if you don't stop slacking.
Oh, Sir Gregory. Yes. No, we're not slacking. Oh, my dear, no.
Then why is Lamb blowing along the top of his desk?
I'm clearing up the fish, Sir Gregory.
Fish?
Yes, he's clearing up the fish. Pollution problem, fish.
Pollution?
Yes, that's right. Am I?
To leave this.
I don't know what your colleague's talking about, Lennox Brown, but he seems worse than usual, if that's possible.
Oh, anything's possible around here, Sir Gregory.
Quite. Incidentally, it might interest you both to know that I may be leaving this department.
That's wonderful, Sir Gregory.
Wonderful for you, Sir Gregory. You mean, you see. Yes, yes. Is it that position that you're hoping for?
Well, my name is being bandied around. Is the PM's very keen for me to take on extra responsibilities, of course, so I suppose I may have to agree.
Yes, well, that's most unselfish of you, sir. Yes.
Well, one doesn't ask what's best for me. One asks, can they get on without me?
Uh-oh. Yes, Sir Gregory.
What?
Yes, that's what you ask.
Now, listen, both of you, I'm not here to chat. I'm here to give you a job.
Oh, thank you, Sir Gregory, very much.
Now, the government's organizing a massive poster campaign. Huge advertisements on hoardings. You know the sort of thing?
Oh
yes. Drink Farnsbaum's cocoa before you go to sleep, otherwise you'll spill it.
Except this will not be commercial nonsense. It will be vital government propaganda. If you drink, don't drive. Invest in national savings. Go to work on an egg. Stuff like that.
Yes, I see, Sir Gregory.
Before, these posters came from different ministries, transport, health, and so on. Now, it's all in our hands. So you'll arrange printing, choose suitable sites, etc., etc. Details in this file.
All right. Well, we better see how we can get these posters done with the least amount of effort.
I say, why don't we have them printed in that bright-coloured paint that glows in the daylight?
No, don't do. Much too expensive.
But it's public money, isn't it?
Besides, the job will be done by the government printers, Ivor Block and Sons. They can't do this arty-carty stuff.
Well, we could get them printed by that Chelsea firm, Psychedelic Picks. I read about them in the colour supplement at my barber's.
No.
Here we are. Lovely cup of char.
Thank you, Mildred, yes. No, it's out of the question, too.
Well, why can't we try?
Because I say so.
Oh.
Yeah, if you've got an argument, why don't you do what they do at peace conferences?
You mean fight?
No, compromise.
Good idea, Mildred. Let's have some of the posters in colour one and the rest in black and white.
Yes, well, if we're going to compromise, I have a much better idea.
You mean have some in black and white and the rest in colour?
Yes. No, I mean print the start of each poster in colour, you see, for impact. You understand, impact. Mm. Now, look, take this one now. Fight measles with vaccination. Print fight in colour, you see.
And the rest in black and white. That's brilliant one.
Yes, yes, you could say that, yes.
I said it.
Yes. Oh, I'm not unused to dealing with knotty problems, you know. Now then, you sort out the details, too. I'm off to back this export drive.
Are they running an export drive?
Yeah, in the 3:30 at Newmarket.
Come along, Dad. Come to Uncle. That's a good girl. Who's a lovely pussy, Dad? Who's a lovely pussy? Who's been a clever little kitty cat and drank all the milky with you, eh?
Here. You all right, sir?
Who's... Mildred, yes. I didn't see you come in.
Well, I never. I thought you didn't like our cat.
No, I don't. No, I hate cats. Infernal nuisance. Cynthia is no exception.
Oh, that's that one. I've finished arrangements for those government posters. They'll be on display tomorrow.
Well done. The two firms send their respective halves to each site, I take it.
That's right?
Yes.
And Bill Stickers will be standing by to put them straight up. Yeah, good old Bill, he always sticks things straight up.
Here, Cynthia's out on the window ledge.
Oh, no. Yes, she must be after my kipper fillets. Quick, Mildred, see if you can grab her.
Oh no, Mr. Lamb, she's dragged them along the ledge.
Oh, yeah, puss, leave the kippers. They're pussy, they're for Mrs. Bradby.
Well, never mind the kippers, Mr. Lamb. What about Cynthia? She could fall.
I thought cats never fell.
Oh, yes, they do, and we're 8 floors up.
Oh, puss.
Oh, glory, isn't it, Mum? Look, why did you let this happen? Sir Gregory's forbidden food out there. You know that. If he sees the cat as well, he'll murder us.
Oh, dear, well, I didn't leave the window open.
Oh, look, she's gone right along the end, away from the window. The sill's ever so narrow over there.
Idiot creature, she's stranded now.
Oh, and she's too scared to get back. And we'll never reach her from the inside.
Yes, well, it's her own fault. Let her get on with it.
Poor thing, she's terrified. Mr. Lennox Brown, how can you be so callous?
Yes, well, all right, Mildred. We'll have to do something, I suppose, Eddie. In case Sir Gregory sees her, of course. Yes. Well, now, perhaps we could catch her with some kind of a net.
We could tie your bowler to the broom.
What?
The broom's not long enough. No. One of you will have to climb out on that ledge and bring her in.
Well, out there, 8 floors up, it'd need the agility of a monkey.
Good of you to volunteer, too. Very good of you. Out you go, then. Put an end to this nonsense.
Me? Yeah. I can't. I can't stand heights.
Don't be stupid.
I get dizzy upstairs on the bus. Why don't we toss for it?
Oh, all right, then. Here. Yeah? Heads, you go out on the ledge. Tails, I stay inside.
Oh, very well.
Here. Is that fair?
You'll stay out of this, Mildred. Well, heads. Yes, you go out there, too.
But I'm too young to die.
Lying won't help. Now, come along. I'll do my bit as well. I'll open the window wider for you.
No, no,
come on,
no,
don't
argue,
buddy. Go on, get out on the window ledge. Go on, up you go. Get it.
It's awful, Bob. This ledge is smaller than it looks.
Oh, don't fuss, too. Keep close to the wall and don't look down.
Don't what?
Look down.
Why must I look down? Oh,
I said don't. Oh, God, he's teetering on the edge now.
You'll never do it, sir.
I feel funny, Mum. Am I still here?
Well, of course you're still there. Open your eyes. You've...
There are lots of ants and things crawling about down there.
They're not ants, it's traffic.
Oh,
he's gone all stiff now. Just like one of them stone gargoyles.
Two. Have you got vertigo?
Yes, about 200 feet down to the pavement. I can't move. Help.
Oh, heavens, he is stuck. He'll be out there all day.
There'll be an awful fuss if people see him.
Oh, good Lord, if Sir Gregory knew he'd go berserk. Oh, there's nothing for it. I'll have to go out there and rescue him. Give me a hand up onto the sill, Mildred, will you?
Now, careful,
yes,
sir.
Oh, I'm being careful.
Oh, do be careful.
Well, of course I will.
And do you really need your umbrella?
It's something for Mr. Lamb to hold on to, isn't it? Now, wait a minute. I'm a left foot there, I think. That's it. Hold on to. Oh, dear. Hold on to. I'm coming.
Now, take it steady, sir.
Yes.
Good luck.
Now, steady, too. Steady, we'll be all right.
Oh, thank heavens you're here, one. I'm sorry. I just couldn't move.
Here. Hold my umbrella.
Oh, thanks. It does look like rain.
Don't put it up.
Huh?
Just grip the handle and I'll hold the other end and I'll pull you along the ledge.
I don't feel too good, Ron.
Oh, nonsense. There's no danger if we keep our heads.
This awful wind. I'm losing my bowler hat. Whoop! It's gone.
Oh, don't panic, too. Don't panic. Just keep calm.
But my bowler, it's falling right down to the road. Look.
Oh, yes, I can see it going. Oh.
What is it, Ron?
No, it's all right. I'll just keep still for a bit.
No.
I don't feel too good either.
No.
You in trouble, Mr. Lennox Brown? Oh, blimey, he's stuck, too.
Ah, Miss Murfin, I just looked into... Are you all right, Miss Murfin? What are you doing at the window?
Sir Gregory. I was looking at the pigeons.
Oh, well, don't stare like that. I mean, it is springtime, and pigeons do that sort of thing. Though why they have to do it on government property, I don't know. Where's Lennox Brown?
He's out on the...
Is that a window cleaner there on the ledge?
No, sir. It's Mr. Lennox Brown.
What? Lennox Brown? Why, so it is. Great heavens, he'll fall. Why is he out there?
Well, he went out... he said there was nothing else for it.
Nothing else for it? You don't mean he's going to... Hold it! And Lamb is out there, too.
Yes, sir. They were both worried about... Well, they were both afraid.
Afraid of me? Good Lord, have I driven them to this?
Mr. Lamb went out first, and then Mr. Lennox Brown decided he'd go too.
Poor fools, what have I done? However worried they are, they mustn't end it all.
Oh, no, sir.
And you think of the scandal. I'd lose my chance of promotion. They must be brought in at all costs.
No, you've made a mistake.
Indeed,
sir.
I have. I see it now. I only wanted a little efficiency, a little intelligence, but it was asking too much of them. I should have known.
No, sir, it's not.
Don't try to be kind, Miss Murfin. Even I have some faults. I've raised my voice to them. I've forced them to work. But they mustn't kill themselves. At least, not for a month or two.
Sir Gregory...
No, don't panic, child. I'll fetch a ladder or some rope.
Ah.
How easy does it, too easy does it. We're almost there. Come on. Stop.
Thank you.
Now, through here, and we're back in the office. Right. Oh. Hold his right leg, Mildred.
Here we are, Mr. Lamb. Safe and sound again. It's all over.
Not quite. We've forgotten the blasted cat.
Sir, Cynthia's followed you in.
Oh, thank heavens for that.
Sir, Sir Gregory was here.
Sir Gregory, and hide the cat at once, Mildred.
No, but Sir Gregory...
Don't chatter, girl, and hide the cat.
Oh, all right, sir. Come along, pussy.
Sir Gregory will be furious we weren't in the office.
Yes, now we're all disheveled. Look at us. Still, at least he won't know about the cat.
Better close the window, man.
Yes, all right, I'll do it.
No, no, let us run. What are you doing?
Closing the cat, Sir Gregory. The window. Sir Cat, Sir Gregory.
Yes, that's right, my dear fellow. Close it. Yes, close it. Yes, and I think we'd better keep it closed, eh?
Well, if you say so, Sir Gregory, yes.
Yes, and you're back too, Mr. Lamb. Well, it's all over there. Have a cigar, Lennox Brown. Have two, and one for you, my dear Mr. Lamb.
Thank you, Sir Gregory.
Are you all right, sir?
Oh, I'm a lot better now, yes. But you've been feeling the strain, haven't you? I think you both need some leave.
Thank you, Sir Gregory.
Well, we can't have my staff cracking up, can we? Especially at a time like this. They're still talking about my promotion, you know. Not that I care one way or the other, of course.
Oh, of course, Sir Gregory.
Still, it is as well to have a smooth-running department. Oh, by the way, sorry to mention business at a time like this, but those posters...
Ah, we've got a surprise for you there, sir.
Yes, surprise.
Yes, it was Lamb's idea. I hope you'll approve. Now, we've had them printed so that the keywords, for example, keep Britain, are in colour, you see it, and the rest, in this case, looking beautiful, are in black and white.
Ah, yes. Very eye-catching. Yes, well, congratulations, both of you. By Jove, it's 4 o'clock. Off you go, both of you, and have a good night's rest.
What? Oh, yes, thank you, Sir Gregory.
And Lennox Brown, make sure you lock the window, eh? We don't want any accidents, do we?
Yeah, oh, no, we don't.
Good night to you both, good night.
How very odd. Sir Gregory hasn't smiled like that since you caught your tongue in the duplicating machine.
Did he smile then?
Yes, you remember. He said that was one slip of the tongue he wouldn't wriggle out of.
Can't think why he's so friendly.
Well, let's not push our luck. I'm off to find Mildred to make sure she's hidden that cat.
Come on. All right, I'll come. Oh, just a minute. Hello, Lamb speaking. Hello, Mrs. Bradley. No, I didn't forget the kipper fillets. I know it's important, yes. They're keeping cool outside the window. Cynthia left them up the end. They're out of reach. What? No, it's all right, Mrs. Bradley. I'll bring them for you. I'll just have to go out again and get them. No, you don't worry. I'll explain when I get home. Goodbye, Mrs. Bradley. Oh, dear. Still, it won't seem so bad the second time. At least I've had some practice. Now, don't look down. That's the secret. Oh.
Yes, it was quite amazing, Mildred. Sir Gregory was as sweet as pie. He told us to go off early.
Oh, hello. The office is empty. Mr. Lamb must have gone already.
This doesn't hang about, does he? Oh, dear me. That window's open again.
Oh, yeah, I'll shut it. The forecast said storms on the way.
And Sir Gregory said to put the catch on. Can't think why. Still, if it'll keep him sweet for a day or two more, you know, we'll... That's it. Right, well, I'm off now, Mildred.
All right, if I'll go too, sir.
Why not, my dear? We'll walk down together. After you, Mildred.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
Let me in! No! Don't leave me out here! Let me in! Oh!
Morning, Mildred.
Morning, Mr. Lennox Brown. You're in early.
Yes, well, last night's storm kept me awake, you know. Where's Mr. Lamb? He's usually in ahead of me.
Yeah, he's normally here sharp at 11. But, you know, I can't think what's happened to him. His landlady's been on the phone and says he didn't come home last night.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. These bachelors, you know. Probably had a night out on the tiles.
Yeah, that was a shocking storm, wasn't it? It was raining all night, you know.
Oh, I thought the wind would blow our roof off. Hello, what's that on the window ledge? It's like a heap of old clothes or something. Up in the corner there, you see?
Oh, yeah. Perhaps it's one of them sandbags from the wall. Fell from the roof in the gale.
Yes, well, whatever it is, it looks jolly untidy. Open the window, Mildred, and I'll just tip it off the edge with my umbrella. There we are. Now, just a moment. Stop, sandbag. It's Mr. Lamb.
Oh, yeah. I think he's in bed. He's turning over. Quick, grab him.
Wake up. Pull yourself together, man.
Pull yourself together. No, stop it, Mrs. Bradby. You said you wouldn't do that. Where am I?
You're on the office window ledge, man. Come on, you might fall again.
Whatever were you doing, sir?
I remember. You locked me out. I was getting the kippers, you see.
Good grief. You mean you've been out there all night?
Yes, it was terrible. The rain and the cold and the wind was awful.
Oh, you must be starving.
Not really. I ate the kippers.
You ate raw kippers? No wonder the wind was awful. Here, I'll make you a cup of tea, sir.
Oh, thank you, Mildred.
Hello. Something make you feel better? Look, it's one of our posters up already. Over there, across the road. Over the road there.
Oh, yes. Half in colour and half in black and white. Looks very smart.
Yeah. But it's a funny slogan, isn't it?
Is it? Well, give me my other glasses. Wait a minute, I can't quite read it. What's that? It's so cheap to phone your friends on an egg.
That can't be right, can it?
Here, there's another poster over there. Look, there's a crowd of people staring at it.
Where? What's it say?
Go to work after six and at weekend.
Oh, glory.
But that should be go to work on an egg and the other, it's so cheap to phone your friends after 600 weekends.
Yes, well, you see what's happened, don't you? Thanks to your splitting the slogans in two, they've put the wrong halves together.
Does that mean they're all mixed up? All the posters all over the country?
I expect so, too. You usually go the whole hog, don't you?
Oh, no.
Here is the news read by John Curl. There were sharp protests in Parliament today about the government's new poster campaign, especially two adverts widely displayed in British cities, urging the public to stop looking beautiful and keep Britain smoking. The leader of the opposition said the latter was a clear incitement to arson, and the Prime Minister admitted there had been a lot of arson about. Other posters criticized were those with messages, support measles with vaccination, and fight your local MP. Postal workers have threatened to strike as the result of adverts telling people, place your refuse in the post office savings bank. Dustmen, on the other hand, are pleased with the slogan, put your spare cash in a litter bin. Dentists and local authorities are equally worried about the posters treasure tooth decay and attack historic monuments.
Oh, switch it off, Mildred.
But it was the printers. It was that old fool Block. I sent his halves to the wrong sites.
Oh, Mildred, put some more ice on Mr. Lamb's head. The steam coming out of his ears again.
Just keep calm, Mr. Lamb. Just lie still on the desk.
Oh.
It's Sir Gregory. He'll murder us.
Yes, well, quick, we must hide. Give him time to cool down, you know.
Hide, yes, but where? He always finds us in the map cupboard.
Yes, well, there's only one place. Hurry, Joe.
Oh, no.
Out of the window, lad. Come on. Close the window behind us, Mildred, will you? And tell him we're not here.
Oh, God,
Lion,
what a carry on.
Where are they? Let me get my hands on them. I'll skewer them both on the same umbrella.
They're not here, sir.
Just when my promotion's in the balance. If the PM knew I was involved in this poster thing, I'd be ruined. Where are they?
They're not in, sir. They're out.
This time they've gone too far. I'll have them deported. Just a minute. They're out on that ledge again. No, they mustn't jump. That would finish me. I
I say, you two. Nice morning, what? Pop inside and we'll talk things over.
But
pop inside.
Don't
take it too hard, lads. We all make mistakes. Nobody blames you. Come along in, Sister. Let me give you a hand.
Oh, thank you, Sir Gregory.
A pleasure, my dear chap. And now I suggest you both go home for a rest. I'll pop next door and get your leave forms. You just wait here and relax.
Well, Sir Gregory's being nice to us. Where did we go right?
Don't wake me too. It's just like a lovely dream.
No, it's real, sir. Sir Gregory was afraid that you two... Oh, Lord, there's Cynthia. He won't like that.
Oh, glory, quick, too, the kitten. Hide her under your bowler hat.
She won't stay in it.
Well, then put her on your head and jam the hat on top.
All right.
Well, here are your leave forms, gentlemen. Only 6 weeks, I'm afraid, but, well, it's better than nothing.
I have to ask you this, sir. Aren't you the least, well, teeniest-weeniest bit angry about that tiny mishap with the posters?
You must be slightly annoyed, Sir Gregory. What about those two in Piccadilly? Cover yourself with garbage and stamp out national savings.
I was a little perturbed, yes. But I've had a brilliant idea. We'll pretend it's a huge joke. Call it National Humour Week. Laugh with the government and that sort of thing, what?
Sir Gregory, I take my hat off to you. Oh.
Two.
Mr. Lamb, what's that cat doing on your head?
Nothing, I hope. I mean, it's a stray called Cynthia. We've been looking after her.
Stray? Well, that's my cat. And his name's Enoch.
Your cat, Sir Gregory?
Yes, he will keep wandering off. Puss, 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 come to daddy.
Do you mean we went through all that for nothing? Out on the ledge, soaked to the skin?
Two, don't push your luck. Don't push your luck. Let's get some lead.
Muddling through as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, and Joe Manning Wilson. The program was written by Edward Taylor and John Graham and produced by Edward Taylor.